Hello. Welcome to another episode of Growing Up. So in this episode, I will be speaking about, am I enough? You know, exploring more about this idea of being enough. In it, I will speaking about my experiences of fitting in and being the need to fit in and to be accepted, you know, and to compromise who I am to be accepted. I also will tell you, speaking about like being rejected and excluded and how it makes me feel. And I will give you guys some advice and tips. And as you can expect from every of my podcast episode, I will be transparent. So, you know, you can be less alone in your experience and less shameful of what you're experiencing. So, and by the end, I will give helpful advice that you can disregard. If you don't resonate with it, and you can accept it if you find it helpful. Anyway, enjoy. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode. So in today's episode, as you can read from the title, I will be speaking about, am I enough? Like the question that we've been all asking. And I think, like, for me, I want to start by stating, like, fitting in and being accepted. For me, like, in this podcast, I try to be as honest as possible because I realize, like, sometimes when I see, like, the social media aspect of stuff or going outside, you know, you only see the facade that people put on. Like, it's whether, like, because to be honest with you, like, when you go outside, you can't really see what's going on behind the mask, I will quote. Like, we are all living a play, but we're not living a play when we're alone with ourselves. And sometimes it can be, like, such a lonely experience. So I want to make it as much transparent as possible. And yeah, so the first thing that I will speak about is like the need to fit in and being accepted. I think as human being, like, it's our human nature. I think most of us have the nature to want to fit in and to want to be loved, to want to be accepted. And one of the reasons as to why is probably because when we were in our beforehand, we really like put a lot of like trust with other people. Like, we put a lot of we're very dependent on others, so it's very important for us to fit in and to be part of a group, so we're not going to be attacked and we're not going to get killed by the tiger. And hence that's why we develop anxiety, because we want to survive. And our body is telling us that when we are being rejected or when we're not fitting in, that there's something wrong, and it somehow alerts our autonomic nervous system, which is the flight and fight center. And it actually gives us some physiological symptoms. For me personally, like, in terms of being accepted, I think, like, sometimes I try to deny that. Sometimes I think to myself, like, oh, I don't want to be accepted. Like, I'm fine the way I am. But sometimes, like, after talking with a therapist, there's always, like, this two part of you. Like, there's always this gray area, obviously. But there are always two part of you. One of which is, like, the part of you that don't think that you want to fit in, and the other one is like the part of you that wants to fit in. And, you know, both of these are just as valid. You know, and I believe, like, each desires serve a purpose, right? Like, for me, I remember high school, going back to high school always, but I remember, like, a lot of the time, like, I just want to hang out with the cool kids. And yeah, that's just what I want to do. Like, I want to be, like, accepted. I want to be considered as someone. But as I grow older, I think I realized that fitting in, it's so not cool, I suppose, because, like, it limits a lot on who you are as a person. You know, like, I had a talk with my therapist earlier before recording this podcast, and I felt kind of a little bit like pressured, because there are so many like noises all around me telling me who I should be, you know. And lately I've been, because the noises are so great, I've been thinking that I should fit in, you know, and stuff like that. So it makes me really sad because I didn't fit in. However, I realized like my unique power lies on the difference that I have in order that to separate me from other people. So it's very important for me to be authentically myself. However, that comes in a cost sometimes, like that comes in a cost of rejection and stuff like that. So, I want to go back to my experience of being rejected and excluded. As painful as it is, an experience, I would like to share it with you guys, because in the lonely hour, first of all, bullying, it's like, it's, man, if I can say something to my younger self that was bullied, I would say, like, I will say sorry that you experienced it, and I will say that things will get better, and hang on, hang in there. The thing is, the reason as to why I say that is because bullying is the worst, because, like, I remember, it's like they call you names and they exclude you from stuff, like 5 or 6 people literally telling you, like, you cannot hang out with us, there's something wrong with you, and they will call me annoying. And until this day, like, it stuck to me, the words that they come out from their mouth, like, it still stuck to me until this day. And that just goes to show how we have to be careful of what we say, and we have to be, like, really apologetic of what we say. Like, whether we know it or not, we might harm other people. But, you know, I remember, but if you are struggling with bullying or have been bullied in the past, you're not alone in that. And there are so many voices, you know, especially when you experience it, like, there's so many voices around you that tell like unhelpful voices, and it also can come from your own voice. And I think for me, the best thing to do is to find an alternative activities that you enjoy doing. Like, for me right now, like, for me back then, I really am big into faith, and also I really am big into true crime podcasts, so I will immerse myself in that as an escape. Escapism can be healthy, you know. I know there are a lot of reputation on escapism being unhealthy, and there are certain activities that are unhealthy for you to cope, like, and I have used to cope with my situation. But I, like, we just have to use the thing that, you know, in terms of being facing adversity, I think we just have to use a good sense of mechanism, like coping mechanism. But yeah, I think I, like, being rejected and excluded, it's like I'll talk later more about the emotion or the feelings that you experience. So the feeling, how does that make me feel to be excluded? Being honest with you, it doesn't feel good. It feels like I am not worthy enough as a human being. And that goes back to the title of Am I Enough? You know, we all ask that question. Are we enough to be loved? But being excluded or being rejected, it makes me feel like there's something wrong with me and I need to fix it and I'm not acceptable. You know? Being bullied makes me feel like I'm alone, I'm not worthy, I'm disgusting. And yeah. Even saying it, you know, even saying that I felt disgusting, it's hard things to say. And it hurts to admit. But it is what it is. It's just a feeling. And yeah, you know, you don't feel beautiful. You don't feel good. You don't feel like you're worthy once you're being excluded or rejected. You don't. It's just simply the truth. And I believe with every experience, there comes a lesson. I think for me, like, although it sucks, there are things, like, I remember, like, there are things where it's not really under my control. Like, especially when I was bullied or I was trying to change myself to be quote-unquote likable or desirable, but it's not really up to my control and that doesn't work. So my advice is just like when we're in that rejection situation, when someone rejected us, I think what's best for us to do is to accept our situation, accept our feelings, because they're bound to be feeling of not being good enough or unsafe or anxiety, because that's just how we are. But I think it's very important for us to realize that there's always ways around stuff, I believe. Like, there are always like ways that you can see this as a good situation. There's always a way to reframe it. For example, when I was bullied at that moment in time, I really like hated my life and hated myself. And that's the power of what exclusion can do to me and to any one of us. And bullying can do to any one of us. But I felt like I was just not very like enjoying life, and I was not really proud of representing myself. But I think, like, in hindsight, it builds character in me. And it yields a sense of empathy and compassion in me. I think because I experienced such a negative situation before, I can empathize more with people. And that's like what I mean by reframing. It's like you can reframe the situation and make it a more positive experience. Okay. I give a tips or advice if you are wanting, if you don't want, like if you some of these advice are doesn't sit right with you, you can disregard it because I'm not expecting all of these tips to work. But I will show you guys some tips that work with me, that works on me. So my first tip is that earlier in this episode, I mentioned a lot about the two sides, you know. Sometimes like when people reject us, our first tendency will be like, oh, I don't care, right? But then we start to feel angry. We start to ruminate. At least that's what I started to do, ruminate on it. And because of therapy sessions, I realized there are always two sides, right? There's two sides of you. One that says, I don't care. The other one says, I care. And although they contradict each other, both of them can exist simultaneously. But yeah, both of them can coexist together. And it's okay for you to care. It's okay for you not wanting to care. It's okay for you to feel upset. It's okay for you to feel disgusted at that when you rejected. It's okay for you to feel anxious when you got rejected or excluded. It's okay for you to feel angry. Like all of these emotions that you're experiencing right now, it's okay. You know, rejection and being excluded, it's our human nature to want to fit in, literally, because we want to survive. So when we're rejected, when we're being pushed out of the group, you know, imagine if we are in a forest right now, right? And there are six of us, me, you, and four other people. And me and the other four people was telling you that you could not join with us and that we are going to run away from you. And we're going to find food, only the five of us, and you're excluded, right? And, you know, if, from that point of view, you will be, like, devastating. And, you know, in a forest, you're by yourself in a forest. There are a lot of wild animals. There are a lot of bugs. You know, you're lonely. You have no one to talk to. You have no one to share your experience with. Can you picture it now? Like, can you picture how your body is, like, responding? It's like, because your body needs to be all the time alert. So when you're in a group, you can, you know, one of you can sleep. Sorry, one of you can watch out when it's dark. I think like our body is telling us that things are easier when we're doing it together, you know, when we're doing it with other people. Because in this situation, if you are by yourself in a forest, then, you know, you have to gather the wood by yourself. You have to catch food by yourself. You have to make the shelter by yourself. It takes a lot of energy and you wouldn't survive for long. In comparison, when you have other people, so you can separate the task. I hope I get my point across here, because it's very important, you know, for us to see it in that way. Because to understand our body, we need to see it from the way that it originates from. Also, the thing is, you know, I think like with these experiences, I felt a lot of shame. Because I thought I'm the only one experiencing rejection, even like it's from sexual partner or romantic relationship or school, job, friendship. You know, I thought I was the only one who experienced it. Rather, that's not the case. So, yeah, you know, it's okay to feel shame. And I hope by making these episodes, you can see people experiences from another perspective. And my last tip, and I will make another episode on this, hopefully, but my last tip is to ask for help, right? You trust me, it's better to ask like for a professional help or to talk to someone about it, because when you feel rejected, you start to isolate yourself and you start to feel shame, and you can go down into that downward spiral, down. And even if your best intent, if you have the intention to love yourself, you need other people to tell you, to accept you for who you are. You know what I mean? Like, being rejected by another person feels sucks. Really, really suck. Right? You feel like you're in pain over and over and over again. The way that I think best to heal that pain is to ask people to have another people to accept you instead of isolating yourself, which is the urge or the tendency that we tend to do. Ask people for help. Tell them that you need their help. Tell your stories and tell them that you need someone that you can trust, that can give you that acceptance that you missed, right? Connect with others. Talk to a psychologist. Talk to a counselor. You know, if you're in Australia and you're still under the age of 25 years old, you can contact Kids Helpline. There are free counseling services. You know, if you have, like, you can search up in Google quickly about free counseling services in Australia or in America or in Britain. Or if you don't have that, unfortunately, I know not all countries have that free counseling services. If you don't have that, talk to a trusted adult. You know, give yourself a hug. You know, give yourself a treat. Or connect with nature. You know, that's what I find as well as helpful. Connect with a pet. Anyway, I think that's all for today. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And I'll see you guys next time. Thank you so much for listening. And remember to take care of yourself. Bye.